Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to Luce Trails and Tales. We take an extended look at the people and the places in rural America that truly make it what it is. Luce Trails and Tales made possible by Superior Livestock Auction. The next video sale is the 23rd of February. Details about cattle on the country page every single day at www.superiorlivestock.com. The All-American Beef Battalion continuing to say thank you to our nation's soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines. And by the way, we're doing this on a red shirt Friday. We wear a red shirt to say thank you to those men and women as well. Through the Beef Battalion at stakesfortroops.com. And Kimmy Lewis, I just feel like I should put you on the spot right off the bat. What do you think Trent Luce's favorite destination in the nation is?
Colorado.
I would have been disappointed had you not said that, but the answer is actually Medora, North Dakota, on the web, MedoraND.com. I'm going to put this into the context of people, working citizens of this country, who want to do nothing other than protect private property, protect our rights, God-given rights guaranteed to us by the U.S. Constitution, make a living, provide a better place for our family, are fed up with the status quo, and there have been a significant number of folks who've stepped up to the plate saying, I'm going to be a part of the solution instead of whining about the problem. Kimmy Lewis joining us, I think that is a fair assessment of her. Now, as a state representative representing the 64th House District for the state of Colorado, but we know her as a cow-calf producer and a rancher from southeast Colorado. How are you, Kimmy?
I'm doing good, Trent. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. You've got, actually, it was the Free Range Report, Margaret Hahn, mm-hmm. who wrote a piece that caught my attention. First of all, you're off and running now. Are you still glad you ran and become a member of Congress?
Well, I think I'm still determining that. we haven't had much time to even sit back and think about those kind of things. There's 19 new state representatives, I believe, in Colorado. So there's a bunch of us young freshmen that are kind of wandering around what we do next. But it's a real deal.
Well, the funny part of that story is that I'm sure you get plenty of emails, phone calls, and letters telling you what you should do next.
We are really starting to get those now. I have two aides that try to help me keep up with it all, and they're really starting to come in here. But when you mentioned about people that have been fed up, I walked out of the hallway at the Republican convention last spring in April, on April 8th, and just decided to run, just like split second decided, and here I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. I'm glad you're there and bringing a voice of reason. I want to talk about, I believe it's 1141, but if we may get into other things. Tell us about a bill you have proposed in the state, 1141.
Yes, House Bill 17-1141 here at the Colorado House is one that we have introduced, my team and I, about leveling the playing field between range allotment owners and the federal government. In the last previous years, we've had so much, so many things go wrong on public lands that we felt like it was time to run an equal protection type bill. Some people call it the equal standing bill. It's the same thing. It's equal protection from federal employee personal attack. So what the bill states is that as an allotment owner, if I graze the National Forest, either Forest Service, BLM, whatever, that I as an allotment owner would have the right, if a BLM or U.S. Forest Service person came after me unrightly, unconstitutionally, the bill makes it illegal for a person who is a federal employee acting under the color of law to take any action harmful to my ranch or my range allotment. And it just equals the playing field. So in other words, if one of those people come after me and I'm a range allotment owner, then there are sanctions that will be placed upon those people just like both ways. So a violation, an unclassified felony, is punishable by fine of up to $500,000 and imprisonment of 5 years or both. And an owner who suffers a loss as a result of the person's actions also has a civil right to action to recover damages. So until now, Trent, there hasn't really been a lot of protection. I realize that those of us that are freedom fighters believe it's already there in our Constitution, but we're just not getting that out of the court system. And we believe here in Colorado, at least, that we need to have something in statute, something in Colorado law that will protect our allotment owners, the people that graze our forests, and also the Forest Service, the BLM, and that we can have a little protection. So it's just a goes back and forth, but I think it gives private property owners, which it is private property, your allotment, and you have that as part of your history, part of what you do. The playing field should be leveled to where it works both ways.
There's been some mind-boggling statistics coming from the Open the Books, which is a result of a policy that was actually enacted in the Senate in 2007, co-authored by then-Senator Barack Obama and the fine senator from Oklahoma, which basically said what happens in the government is going to be transparent. We're going to make sure everybody knows. And we find out as a result of that, that we actually have more federal agents today than we have Marines. We have more weapons in the hands of individuals within the BLM, the Forest Service, Fish and Wildlife, than we have with our local authorities. How do we get to this spot when, geez, we didn't even know this was happening?
Well, Trent, we're certainly hoping that the day is coming to where a lot of these government agents will be told, sorry, we no longer need that many, and we need to... I don't know. I was on a national radio show many, many years ago, and I just said something about having a rural cleansing. I think we need an enema for this country to just clean out a lot of the people that we don't need, because they sit in these little cubicles, these little offices, just kind of like the one I'm sitting in right now here on Capitol Hill. But they come up with the darndest things and the ways to just cause grief. Grief upon the people that are the producers that actually do something, that brings something forward. I mean, that's the backbone of this country is agriculture. And these people that are allotment owners, this historically, this has been forever and ever. And people need to hold on to that. And they need to have some rights to help them out, because what has happened, in fact, I've got several people that are going to come up and testify. My bill goes before the State Affairs Committee, which is kind of considered the kill committee here on the Hill, on the 22nd of February. But, you know, one of them is Representative Wes McKinley, and he knows an instance with the Forest Service where there was a rancher in Baca County that had to pay $50-some thousand because the fire got off of their land onto the Forest Service. Well, it was just an accident. I know whenever government has controlled burns, sometimes it gets off of federal or state land and goes on to private. But we just need to level the playing field to where it works both ways.
It's ironic you bring that up today, or maybe not at all, Kimmy, because my High Plains Journal column, which will be out tomorrow, actually speaks to three events, one of which was in your state. Everybody knows about the gold mine and the EPA spill.
That's right.
That if any individual had done that, you'd be locked up and the key would be destroyed. You had the Padre Fire in South Dakota, which burns 16,000 acres of deeded property because they did not handle their prescribed to burn correctly. And in 2015, in Grant County, Oregon, Forest Service allowed, due to negligence, 54 homes to be burned and destroyed and 105,000 acres of property. And they don't even say, I'm sorry, in any of those cases.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't even say they're sorry, but then there's just nothing the other way. You know, we promote agriculture here in the United States of America because we know that that's where we all started from. But even here in the state of Colorado, the number of livestock owners and just the livestock within the state, we they spend a lot of their time on federal rangelands, and they should, because of cattle grazing create a more healthy forest. And you don't have to be too bright to figure that out, because they help break down the carbon and put it right back into the soil. I had a daughter one time do a science project on that, and she tested the soil that wasn't grazed at all for about 20, 30 years, and then she tested right across the fence line where one cattle had been on. The carbon content in the grazed soil was way higher than that on the ungrazed soil, so we know that it helps. It helps stop the fires that can happen, but fires are going to be fires, and they're going to get off of public land or federal land, and they're going to get on private, and it's going to go back and forth. But we shouldn't throw people in prison for 5 years like the Hammonds were for an accident that happened off of their land onto the federal land. And so this is going to give people that graze the federal land some teeth and say, hey, now wait a minute, here in Colorado we step up and we support these people. So, well, I'm just really excited about it, because this has been something, and actually I kind of spent two bill cycles for this bill making sure that we have it right, because it's so important. This is one of the more important things I'm doing here on the Hill. I only had three bills, and one went through, one got killed, and now this is my third bill. So we're going to do all we can. I'm going to get all the people here to testify, but just having key people here with real issues, real testimony will really help.
Kimmy, finally, 30 seconds. Folks listening in Colorado that want to be assistance, what do they do?
Well, just look up House Bill 1141. It's House Bill 17-1141. If you know of anybody in Colorado that is an allotment owner and that would like to come testify, it's 1:30 in the Capitol on the second floor on February the 22nd. And we'd love to have them, and they just sign up and they can come testify and say, hey, they like the bill, they want it to go through, because we need people to show up now.
It has become somewhat of an accident that this week I have a series of folks on from rural America that pulling up their bootstraps saying, enough already, I'm going to be a part of shaping the future. And that's what we've just heard from rancher Kimmy Lewis from Southeast Colorado. Best of luck, and keep in touch, Kimmy.
God bless you. Thank you, Trent.
Thank you. Loose trails and tails. Always remember, be gentle, stay firm.